Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Yeah, glory to God. Okay, give a hand clap to Sandra. Yeah, and to all of you for coming, for having come today, amen. Glory be to God. And obviously to the best worship team, amen. Yes. Amen. Barbara did a great job, didn't she? Where is she? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, it seems like you guys don't have kids in boarding schools, eh? Who are supposed to be going back. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Ideally, kids below a certain age shouldn't be in boarding schools. Amen. They shouldn't be what? In boarding schools. I was going to say that those schools are of the devil. But I was like, that would be very extreme. Amen. Yeah. But ideally, kids can go to school maybe in senior one, but before then, they shouldn't be there. They should be with you, with the parents, not with them, amen? Yeah. Maybe I've just revealed that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Charlotte is not here, is she? She's not here. But last week, we talked about, basically, we preached from her dream. You remember? And who remembers the dream? Okay, who doesn't remember the dream? Maybe that's a better question. Who doesn't remember the dream? So who remembers the dream? Glory to God. You remember your part, eh? Hallelujah. So, yeah, it was a great dream. Maybe let's read it. Joseph has it up here. Okay. Some people were not here, and some people are not members of the church, though they call LAT their church. According to God and according to heaven, they're not members, because we don't have them in our what? Records. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They are here because someone forced them here. But if they had their own way, they wouldn't what? So a lady, Charlotte said that a lady friend, she dreamt that a lady friend who she invited to and joined LAT met Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Without Pastor Moses' knowledge, she invited them to our Sunday service. At the beginning of the service, Pastor requested the Copelands to bless a congregation to which they obliged. With outstretched arms, as Pastor stood behind them, they innocently blessed us. However, Pastor and I noticed something amiss. Instead of imparting a blessing, the Copelands were taking something from us. That caused the congregation to look so tired and drained, even as they lifted up their hands to receive a blessing. Because of what they took from us, Pastor Moses expelled my friend from church. Amen. It looks like in heaven, I am known as someone who expels people. And in my opinion, that's a very good CV. Amen. Yeah, that means that no church member can control me. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Usually when churches are still small, pastors, men of God, they kweguya people, You know that word? Kweguya people, They wanna be nice to everybody, You see, And when you start on that journey, you miss God completely. Because now people become your God, controlling what you say. You understand, You know, just controlling it. Anyway, so I expelled her. Hopefully, you won't be expelled also, Yeah, so I got so angry at her for not letting him know, for her not letting me know that the Copelands were coming. which would have given the church enough time to prepare for their coming. He had just found them at church and felt compelled to let them say a word. After they had left, while we all were in a state of disbelief at what had happened, Emmy Emron came to Pastor in despair and said he had had a dream where the Copelands had come to take the presence of God from us. But before he had had the opportunity to tell him, he saw them at church. Also, before the Sunday services began, we always had breakfast. But this time, because the Copelands were not going to stay for long, we had the service before breakfast. But after the service, no one had appetite for the food. Glory to God. And you all remember the interpretation, eh? Do you? Joan, did you finally acknowledge that the interpretation was right from the words for the week? By the time we ended the service, Joan wasn't convinced that we were right. But when I went back to write the word for the week, I made sure that I captured all the things she had issues with. Glory be to God. If you read it, because it's like every point in the dream was addressed. Glory be to God. And the interpretation, for those of you who aren't here, but for all of us again, because it's good to always hear these things. Number one, what we see from this dream is that according to heaven, LHC has the presence of God. According to heaven, not according to your opinion, not according to anyone's opinion, but according to heaven's opinion, we have the presence of God. Now, there's no greater CV than a church can have than having the presence of God. When God considers that church his dwelling place. No greater saving than that. Okay? Some people think that the greatest CV a church can have is the amount of money collected on a Sunday. And they boast about that. You understand? Yet you find in heaven, God is like, that's not my church. He began it, yes, but somehow they lost track. You see, Okay? The greatest CV a church can ever have is not the number of people in a congregation. It's not. You know that. You see, it's not. You see, of course, God wants people to fill his churches so that he can speak to them and bless them. However, the greatness of a church by heavenly standards is not the number of people. You understand? It is if that place has become the dwelling place of God. If God feels welcome in that place. You understand? Okay? You remember that church, the seventh church, the church of the Laodiceans? Remember it was a church. God's church. But at a certain point we see Jesus knocking at their door. Knocking. Knocking. That means that Jesus was outside. Now like we're here, gathered together. And Jesus is knocking there. You see, when you think about these things, they get you sober. Hallelujah. So we don't know how many members were in that church, but there must have been many. Because those churches were basically named after cities. So there was a city, Christians in a certain city called Laodicea. Now, there must have been thousands. You understand? And in that city, Jesus was knocking at the door. At the door of people who confess him as Lord. Glory be to God. So anyway, now this is a very wonderful dream, where God is saying, my presence is in your midst. You understand? You have made me feel welcome. Eh? You know, eh? Amen? Glory be to God. So that is the most important thing about this dream. Amen? The other thing about this dream is God is saying he's going to increase us financially. Financial prosperity is coming. Amen? Who wanted to clap? I had someone like trying to clap. Not that it's bad, I'm just asking. Eh? But I wish it wasn't your shoes. I wanted to find out that person who clapped at the money coming, but didn't clap at the presence. Eh? You know, I know most of you are not interested in the presence bit. You are interested in the dimes. Eh? And God is interested in giving you the dimes also. Eh? However, God wants the priorities to be in order. Eh? You understand? Eh? Amen? So now, if you are not excited about the presence beat, but when I came on the money beat, eh, you woke up. Eh? Now, you are the chaps this dream was talking about who are not prepared. Hallelujah. I just did what? I just got you. Eh? Hmm? To be honest, if you are more excited about the dimes coming, but the presence beat was like, that one we have had. You know, quickly, go to the second point. You are that person. You are not ready. However, according to this dream, it means like irrespective of how your priorities are, you know, the prosperity is still coming. However, it's going to mess you up. Glory be to God. It's going to do what? So the Copelands in this dream, we all know, Copelands, they are known all over the world. They are loved and hated. And some of you are here in this church, but you hate the Copelands. You know, you hate them with a passion because of money. Apparently, they deceive people that the more you give, the more you shall get. Then they get the money. Then they buy jets. You know, Hallelujah. I mean, I know, there can't be a church where everyone likes those guys. Glory be to God. Anyway, but they are known for that, for the message and the manifestation of prosperity. And so in that dream, that's what they represented. Eh? They came when we were not prepared. And the dream is so clear, Kujoan, what they took was not what they brought. You know, because we already had what they took, which in the dream, according to Emron, in the dream, it was very clear. It was the presence of God. You understand? The presence of God. That's what they took. Amen? So it means that prosperity is coming. You know, but God somehow is, he's looking at us and he's like, you guys are not ready. However, it is still coming. You know, it's not, and now it's like he's warning us that take heed, that you don't fall if you're not already fallen. Glory be to God. If you're not what? Already fallen. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? It is coming, but do not neglect my relationship with you. You understand? Do not, you see, in this dream, you remember there was that thing of we always had breakfast before the service, which Joan pointed out real well that it meant like the prayer, you know, we have before we start. And so we had pushed it to the bottom of the list because of the Copelands. You understand? So we had pushed prayer, you know, our relationship with God, to the bottom of what? Like it became a non-issue. Why? Because of prosperity. Glory be to God. You see, and God doesn't want, again, this is a warning dream. He doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't want that to happen. Yes. Okay? Okay? But wonderful news, prosperity is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Please come in. Prosperity is what? Is here. Glory be to God. Aren't you excited? Oh, now you're pretending like you're not. For me, I'm excited, by the way. From the time that dream came, man, sometimes I just sit somewhere like 1 hour, man, just like thanking God for prosperity, you know. Eh? But also, I tell him that, man, it helped me, eh? You know, it helped me to what? To keep steady. Glory be to God. Amen? Prosperity is coming. Then all of a sudden, guys, man, we get dimes then. Then on Sunday, MTN marathon. I'm telling you, these things happen. Guys go MTN marathon on Sunday. You know these things, eh? You've done them, eh? Joseph has done it in the past. Not when he was serious with God. You know? Amen? When for MTN marathon, they were finishing from, the end point was, Lugogo Mall, the game, that mall, that way. Then as is, where were you? golf course, fairway. You know, when he was still, you know, he thought he was among the guys who are leading. Then, man, info came. I think guys were on radio. What info came that some other guys had already arrived, man, finished. This guy was still at fairway. He still has, you know, and then he gave up. Amen? You know, guys, dude, I'm telling you, if you think I'm not right, you watch these things. When people begin to prosper, that's when they get ideas, of getting involved in all these things which are like status symbols, You know, I mean, a guy will cut service on Sunday to go and watch goats racing. I'm telling you, these things happen, don't they? Now, it's another thing if someone is not born again. It's understandable. You know, sometimes, you watch her. You hear she was at a goat, what? Goats, man. Goats. Okay, if it is humans, it is bad, but it's not that bad, but goats. I'm telling you, these things are true, You might think I'm here to make fun, to give extreme example, but it's true. I told you, some of them have money, then all of a sudden prosperity comes. Now they can afford just TV. Now they waste all their time on TV, apparently knowing what is happening in the world. When you are broke, you didn't care what is happening to North Korea. You know, your main thing was what? As in rent, end of the month, in 2 days' time. Now rent is not an issue. Now all of a sudden, you spend the whole day listening to lies from North Korea, from America. Lies. You understand? Even if they were not lies, you shouldn't really spend 2 hours. You know? And some of that stuff, man, you can't know whether what they're saying is true. You know, everyone is propagating their own agenda. You can't, unless, you know, that's why for me, I want to pick a side of something and after knowing the will of God. But before I know the will of God about something, I am like, I don't know. You know, Now, these are U.S. election and stuff. You know, I first wait. I saw this guy talking good thing, But I first, I usually first go hear from Joyner, hear from Bob Jones, whatever. You know what I mean, Ask God also until I get to know who is the will of God. And that now, every other thing doesn't matter. Amen? So even when I listen to CNN, I listen to them, and what I filter stuff based on what God said about a candidate. Glory be to God. Amen? I am still convinced. You know, I was never in the Obama camp. Never. That guy was evil, man. You see, but most of you, well, not you, but guys outside Asia, they just like the guy because he was a black man.
Now, you are a racist. You understand? One reason, black man. Someone there hasn't inquired, what is the will of God? Black man.
Then the guy, by the time his 8 years ended, man, the world had changed. You understand? It's like the guy was the homosexuality agenda. You understand? It was like that is what he had come to do in the world. That. Glory be to God. Amen. Obama, he was with the devil. You know, eh? Always find out what is the will of God about a matter, eh? Before you start what? Amen. That's how you should watch the news. Hallelujah. So prosperity is coming, eh? But God doesn't want you to do what? To miss it, eh? Hallelujah. Go to racing. Amen. It's not evil, by the way. However, eh? You know, eh? If now it has taken what? Precedence over the things of God, eh? Then there's a problem. Eh? Amen. Now, that God doesn't want that to what? To happen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. By the way, most people, now, apart from Uganda, eh? But most people out of this country, you know, who were really for Obama, eh? When you listen to all their things, man, eh? When you investigate them well, eh? This homosexuality bit, actually, they are what? They are in support of it. They will not tell you, eh? Especially when they know that, you like Copeland. And those Copeland, those conservatives, eh? Are what? Are anti, they call it the LGBTQ agenda, eh? You know, eh? They are kind of sympathetic, eh? To the cause, eh? Hallelujah. Now, what God wants us to understand is that him and prosperity should coexist. But of course with God at the what? On top of the list. You understand? God and prosperity, his wish, his will is that they coexist. God doesn't want to be in your life, but when you're broke, eh? You understand? John says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Amen? That is, then he doesn't want you to have their prosperity, their provision, but without him. Glory be to God. God wants these things to do what? To coexist. Eh? He wants him, you know, and prosperity to be in your life. Eh? Both of them. Eh? But God, you know, as number one. Amen? Yeah. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 to 12. It says that the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground, the Lord made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Every what? Every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight. And good for food. Doesn't that sound like prosperity? Then verse 10 says that now a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from there it parted and it became four river heads. The name of the first is what? Pishon. It is the one which cuts around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And it says, and the gold of that land is what? Is good. Then it talks about other precious stones also. Amen? That was in the beginning before the fall. Okay? We see prosperity at its max. Amen? Then now, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. We see the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Okay? To come and check out, talk to his what? His people. You understand? So it looks like he always used to come in the garden to fellowship with his children. Glory be to God. In that garden where there was everything good. Eh? Glory be to God. You know, where there was God, and the Bible says, and the God of that land is good. Eh? That is the environment in which God used to visit. You understand? Eh? So from the beginning, we see God and prosperity coexisting. From the beginning, and what he had in mind in the beginning has never changed. He still wants it for us today. You understand? Eh? He wants you to live in an Eden environment. Eh? Glory be to God. Eh? With him there. Hallelujah. But like you all know, the fall happened. Eh? Isn't it? The fall happened and things went bad. Eh? But God's original intent has never changed. Wishing prosperity and his presence to coexist. Amen? Now, Revelation chapter, now we have talked about what was in the beginning. Now we're going to talk about what is in the end concerning this matter. Eh? Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 3. Eh? It says that now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Behold what? The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their what? Their God. Okay? So we're seeing God being with his people in the new Jerusalem. Now, let's see briefly how that new Jerusalem is described in verse 18 to 21. It says that the construction of the walls of this Jerusalem was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third what? I can't hear you. Eh? I can't hear you guys. What is it? Man, you guys, eh? The fourth, emerald. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, the ninth. The tenth, the 11th, jacinta. Sorry. The 12th, amethyst. Then he says that the 12 gates were 12 pearls. You know pearls? Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent gold. Yeah? Transparent glass. You understand? Eh? Now that is the end in the new heavens and the new earth. Eh? It is in that environment of the ultimate prosperity that God will be tabernacling with his children, fellowshipping with his children. So we see it was God's will from the real beginning for him and prosperity to coexist. The fall happened, but he is working towards this. It has to happen again because this is now the new beginning after the end. You understand? So in between then, the Garden of Eden, the fall and now, and then, right now it is still God's will that his children should have both. They should have him and they should have prosperity. Do you understand? You know these things, eh? Amen? You know this. You know it is God's will for you to prosper. You know it. You want it. You want it real bad. Hallelujah. And I want it, man. Glory be to God. However, you must want the presence of God also. And even more. Glory be to God. Amen? Do you know how prosperity has messed up churches? The problem is most people look at appearances, the physical stuff, what, you know, how many people, how the venue looks like. You understand? People look at those things. But man, you should have known these guys before they prospered, the things they were pursuing, you know, what was in the atmosphere when they met. And now it is just money. Glory be to God. You know, and now, but really the presence departed already. Now God is warning LAT. Looks like we have mastered the laws of prosperity. Amen. Looks like you have tithed. You have given. Amen. Hallelujah. And now God is like, you know, it is too late. Even if you didn't want to prosper, it is too late. You remember God told that to who? To who? David Oedepo, Bishop David, you know, he told him that, he told him one day, there's something Oedepo did, so precious to God, you know, when he was still nothing, you know, and God was like, my son David, even if you didn't want to be rich, it is too late now because of what you have done. Glory be to God. Amen. I think, I'm not sure, someone should activate a dream. I think I must have done something like that also. I think I must have done something like that also. You know, where before I am, you know, right now in this Kampala, if I count how many people who know me, let me see. In senior four, we were like 140. I don't know how many of those 140 have died. How many? I think not more than 10. You know? Now, and some of them are now not in Kampala. So let's say in Kampala, we are maybe 80. Senior four, 80. Then you add a few HSC guys, maybe 20. So 100 guys, school. Med school. Anyway, what I want to say is that not so many people know me. You understand? Among the pastors, among the preachers in this country, I am not on anyone's radar. Apart from you guys who are messed up. I really wonder what you come to listen to on Sundays. Man, I listen to myself at times. And I struggle even to go past the first minute. Because I sound awful. I'm telling you, then I'm like, but when you listen to like Elvis, a recording, man, the guy sounds good, he sounds anointed, very, you know, you listen to Joyner, you listen to Benny, you know, all the preachers, man, but for me, then I wonder, man, I sound like that every, and people I think are like, man, the guy sounds awful, Now for me, I get to hear that on what? Recording at times. When I get the guts to really what? Listen to it. So anyway, I'm not on anyone's radar. But even with no one, somehow God gets me and anoints me, appoints me the financial prosperity president of this country. Glory be to God. Amen. You remember how God got David? He was just looking after sheep. Unknown. An insignificant fellow. Then God somehow told him, go anoint him. He's a king. And you know what happened thereafter?
David didn't, now you see in the spirit he has been anointed king. Eh? But you know what happened later? He's back to the sheep. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. So it looks like God lied. Eh? But God was like, I have done the most important thing. The most important things to God are spiritual things. What he does in the spirit, eh? Not what these bull fake things which can what? Which get corrupted and what? Eh? Then after a few years, eh? Man, the guy came on the scene. What had happened? Where? Bethlehem, eh? Where did they used to stay? Where did David and Jesse used to stay, his dad? Hmm? Who are these chaps who are reading the Bible cover to cover? Cover to cover chaps, Joanne. Where did Owen, where is Owen? You guys don't know where David is. Anyway, so then, man, the guy emerged on the scene. What had happened years ago in the spirit, eh? Now the guy, you understand? Eh? So God gave it to me, and it can never be otherwise. Eh? Now you look what's going to happen. Eh? We are going to demonstrate what wealth is. Eh? You understand? Eh? Amen? Glory be to God. You know, eh? Governor, Bank of Uganda, which is the same thing as financial prosperity overseer, which is the same thing as financial prosperity president. You know, glory be to God. Amen? It looks like it is something I did, and God was like, now, I have to give you this thing. You know, hallelujah. And I got it. I have it. I move with it. I sleep with it. You understand? Eh? Because that's who I what? That's who I am. Eh? Amen? Hallelujah. My wife must be feeling very nice to hear these things. Eh? She might what? Have 3 jets. Eh? 1 jet to shop in what? In Kampala, Uganda. Another jet which can, it is for Dubai. Another jet for where? Huh? But my wife is like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I know you very well. She's like, the only thing you can't give away is me and your kids. Hallelujah. By the way, I keep wondering, eh, how God is going to make me like super wealthy. Eh? I keep wondering how it's going to happen. Eh? Because, you know, the rate at which stuff will be going, eh? I don't know how he'll what. He will like super, you know, eh? So that I'm giving away so much, but I have so much, I'm receiving so, you know, eh? So I'm curious. Eh? But in the meantime, we are specializing in the presence of God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Then, man, when that time comes, now people would want to, man, associate with me. Eh? Amen? Man, I remember they, you know, now when, man, people now want to be ushers, I tell it, right now, you can't get an usher from here, man. Can't get any. Eh? Someone becomes an usher for 2 weeks, then after they hear God, you know. You know, eh? I was telling someone, eh? This someone I'll say that I'm curious about this hearing God beat. Eh? Eh? God tells people to rest on Sunday. Eh? Well, today rest. But I haven't heard, maybe I'm not now in the know, eh? It's been a long time since I heard someone telling me that they had God telling them to rest on Tuesday. I mean, it's been a long time. Eh? How many of you in the last 1 month, God has told to rest on Tuesday? You know, Ashava. You know, and I'm not sure whether she's telling the truth. God doesn't put to rest on Tuesday. you know, this thing hearing from God, man, you know, any other things, you're like, but they only hear that about churches, eh? But they never hear it about what? Man, this God, you know, amazing God. But I understand you can't put God in a box. Yeah, I understand that. So I'm not putting God in a box that he should. But this thing, curious. But one of the things I know, it's just a human nature thing. Where, man, they want to be, you know, amen? Glory be to God. Anyway, but these things are what? Interesting. Amen? Interesting stuff. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you've seen prosperity together with the presence. But the presence, the relationship with God being number one. It was as in the beginning in Eden, and that's what it's going to be at the new beginning, in the new heavens and the new earth. Since it was like that in the past and it's going to be like that in the future, that means it is still God's will now. Glory be to God. Amen? Exodus chapter 1, chapter 25, verse 1 to 8. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them. Gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins and acacia wood, oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may do what? Dwell amongst them. You have read all those things which God required. For what purpose? To make a place where he could dwell with his people. Prosperity and the presence of God coexisting. Amen? Doing what? Coexisting. If you want a car, when God gives you a car, you know, let there be the presence. Hallelujah. Don't all of a sudden now, you want to know what is a new release from what? Weasel. You don't know that the guy is just telling you that he's a wizard. It's true. Weasel is just a short for wizard. Those guys are telling you what they are, but for you don't believe it. Those guys are deep, man. He's a wizard. Now, so you have your car filled with demon spirits because they come to your car to draw, to be energized because of the presence in the car. You understand? Your car should be filled with the presence. You know, prosperity coexisting. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, because now, now you know, you want to know what's happening in Kampala. You know, before you didn't want to know what's happening. Things are tight. Now all of a sudden, what are these musicians? What, you know, a chameleon. Do you know what a chameleon does? I mean, these guys are telling what they are for, you don't believe it. You're there. You know, wanting to know where is the next chivalry. Does my wife know chivalry? Hallelujah. Amen? Prosperity should exist with the presence of God. Please never forget that. Your home, hallelujah, your home should be filled with the presence of God. Guys, really, honestly. All of a sudden, again, DSTV. Now, right now, DSTV is the greatest promoter of, you know, is the one which is blanketing homes with demonic spirits. Because that's where the evil is, what? It's channeled. You were what? You didn't know. You know?
This man was a what? A break dance dancer. You understand?
No, you were not interested in break dancing, but all you said because prosperity, just TV. Now you wanna know,
Who can dance? Watch that show. You think you can dance? You understand?
Hallelujah. There are homosexuals, what, you know, Some of these things are just too evil, man. And some of these kids are clear homosexuals. You see it. You know it. The way they are dressed, the way they are speaking. You know it. And you're there. That is your best show. You know, prior to that, you know, your best show was NTV Sunday at one time. 5:30. You understand? That was your best show. Glory be to God. Amen? Now all of a sudden, you're like, but I watched him. I was there on Tuesday. I was there. So sure, you know. Glory be to God. Please, let that not happen with us. Let it not happen with us. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? 1 Chronicles 22:5. This is a verse, man. God gave me 2nd November, the year 2000. But that's not what I've come to tell you. David said to the elders, he told them, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced. And the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent and famous and glorious throughout all countries. Then he says, I will now make preparations for it. So David made abundant preparations before his death. Before his death. For what purpose? For the house of the Lord. That was to be exceedingly. And this is where my LAT is going. You just watch and see. As long as I'm still a pastor, you know, you wait. Sandra will come running wanting to be an usher. I mean, we're going to have good problems. Amen. You know, right now, no one is interested. Not that we are looking for ushers. I'm just telling you. We don't need ushers. We are few. What is there to usher, really? With some of these things people do when they are too small, you are like, this is ridiculous. Now, like me, all of a sudden getting guards. I mean, it's stupid. Stupid. Okay, I am the president, the financial problem, but, you know, I mean, some of these things guys do, you just have 10 members in the church, no, you never guards. That is stupidity, man. Who is after you? You understand? Who is after you? No one. But just because, but Elvis needs them. You understand? Elvis' thing, man, is delicate. If there are guys who want him off the scene. You understand? Now, for him on Tuesday, it is understandable. But now, just because Elvis is your idol, doesn't mean now, all of a sudden, you know, it's stupid, Some of these things, guys. And by the way, and those things, by the way, kind of, you know, carnality appeals to carnal people. Let me tell you, if one day I started having guards here, do you know that this church can grow? All of a sudden, guys now will look at me as a very serious guy, as a powerful man of God. Then they'll say, wow, powerful man. You know, that guy is a powerful man of God. But here you just walking in church, no escorts, no nothing. You understand? Chair, Casmo, chair. Let me tell you, if I switch this chair to Sam, I'm telling you, you know, carnality appeals to carnal people. I'm telling you these things. You're joking. There's so many ways you can make a church grow. But just appealing to senses. You know, and people, they will fall for those things. But really, do I need escorts? I don't.
I told you it is only 140 guys from SMAC, a few hundreds from med school. You know, then a few of you are messed up, you know, who are coming to listen to. Glory be to God. So anyway, David made what? Abundant. You remember, you see abundant, eh? Before, why? For the house of the Lord. Eh? Now, what were those abundant preparations? Amen. We see them in verse 14. Verse 14, David says, indeed, I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is abundant. I have prepared timber and stone also. And then you say, and you, my son Solomon, because you are like me, prosperous, eh? You can add on to it. You understand? So look at prosperity coexisting with the presence of God. You understand? In fact, David is using prosperity, you know, using it to have the presence of God, a dwelling place for God. Hallelujah. You understand? Get a car and then use it. You understand? Use it to bask in the presence of God. Put in great worship music. You understand? Put in a very serious music system that you can rule when the bass guitar that you just feel like, you understand? This is what David did. Hallelujah. 100,000 talents of gold. You know, a talent of gold is equivalent to like 35 kilograms of gold. 35 what? Kilograms of what? Of gold. Now, multiply 35 by 100 what? 1,000. What is that? How many kilograms are those of gold? And the guy splashed it, you know, on the house of the Lord. Right now, you have relatives who are complaining. They have an issue with you because you give 100,000 shillings to Zoe Fellowship. 100,000. People are throwing a tantrum. 100,000 because you are making Elvis live large. You understand? Now, what will happen? You know, when people now start dealing with what? Okay, if I, just one talent of God, that is 35 kgs of God. Glory be to God. The presence coexisting with prosperity. That's the point I'm making today, and I've made it. That is the whole thing God wants to hear for you today. You know, Amen? Because this is preparing you to receive prosperity, and you can remain standing. Hallelujah. You can remain what? Standing. You can remain passionate. You can, have you ever found someone rich who loves God? Man, it's wonderful. A rich person where they have it all. You understand? And they are in deep love with God. Man, it is so, they exude a certain aura. You understand? One of those, I've never like met them one-on-one, and we shook hands or what, but I've seen her at a distance, because I've seen her on TV, you know, but I saw her in California, Joyce Meyer, Man, that lady, to be honest, of course now, what I'm going to say is going to sound like a lie, let me tell you, she's like my best preacher. You understand? Now, what makes it a lie is that I haven't listened to her in years. You know, so you wonder why, which is my best. But the point is, I love, when I get an opportunity, I love listening to that lady. Her testimony, you know, the presence she exudes, and whether she's wealthy, and some people hate it. They want preachers to be broke. You know, it's the devil, why do you want to be rich? You a church member, but you don't want the preacher to be rich. Actually, richer than you. You know, it's a devil, You make yourself the standard, that no preacher should be above you, And in fact, if one is, close, you are like, then you get the brokest church member. And you want them, the preacher now to be what? It's the devil, you guys, Hallelujah. Anyway, there's something great about what? Prosperity with the presence. You find someone like that, you get, it's wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the whole reason why some of you, that's why you like me, We got the laugh has come, Amen. Anyway, that is the reason why most of you don't like me. Amen. But very soon you're going to start liking me. You're like, there's something about Pastor Moses. There was a time when people didn't like Elvis. But now, Elvis is everyone's father now. Papa, you understand? I can assure you it is two things. Two things. The presence and prosperity. Amen? The other preachers who are carrying the presence, they only go to them when they have issues. After that, you understand? But Papa, our Father, you understand? Two things. The presence and what? And prosperity. Now, we commend Elvis because he's moving in the perfect will of God. In the beginning, prosperity and the presence were together. You understand? In the new beginning, the new heavens and the new earth, it will be the same thing. So Elvis has tested, the path of the age to come. He's living in the perfect will of God, combining both. And now that's God's will for you. Hallelujah. That's why according to Charlotte's dream, prosperity is coming. But God wants you to also keep the presence. Amen. In a sense, imitate Elvis. You understand? Don't let prosperity mess you up. Don't let what? Mess you up. Because it can. It has done that to many people. It has done that to congregations all over the world. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? I can tell you quickly, though it is not here, one of the ways you can remain steady with prosperity, number one, be ready to give. Number two, fast. Live a lifestyle of fasting. One day, I'll explain to you how fasting, you understand, helps you to what? Glory be to God. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 13. This is talking about in the millennium. The wonderful millennium. Amen. Hallelujah. It says in verse 13, chapter 60, the glory of Lebanon shall come to you. The cypress, the pine, the box tree together to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I'll make the place of my feet, that is the temple, I will make it glorious. Hallelujah. All those treasures will come. You understand? They will go to Jerusalem. They will go to Israel. For this one reason. To do what? To beautify the place of God's sanctuary. His dwelling place. You understand? Amen? You see, prosperity with a purpose. Prosperity being used to create the presence of, to create a dwelling place for the Lord. Glory be to God.
God doesn't want us, they want LAT to just be prosperous.
Hallelujah.
When Barbara now, you know, now instead of what? Watching what? Going for practice on Saturday, now she's going to see motorcycles what? Running. Motorcycles running. There's this thing called motocross. You know it? For how long have you known it? Do you know when I got to know that thing? Last week. Motocross. Now, that was after reading a headline of a Ugandan FBI had grabbed in Nairobi. They grabbed him from Nairobi. Brought him to Kampala at his home somewhere on Entebbe Road. The guy has, they showed his mansion, prosperity. But you know what was in there? All that is needed, guys were going to start manufacturing cocaine. And they're saying the amount of money they were going to get, it was in billions of shillings. He was dealing, I think, with some guys, some Mexican or something like that. And now, he had shifted his family to some other place, somewhere. Now this house, it was there and it was masquerading that he was also rearing a chicken. Yet in there, man, there will be things, man, cocaine, gonna manufacture. And the guy was vice president of motocross. So that's when, so I was like, what is motocross? That's when, I googled bikes. Hallelujah. Amen. I am convinced, I always tell him, I'm convinced that there are very few people who are really prosperous, and it is God. Totally convinced. Even Christians, by the way. Totally convinced. That's why I stop blowing for people who I don't know. I can say, wow, the guy is rich, but I never want to make him like someone to be imitated, you understand? Unless I really know, Cause you all know this thing. Most of these people are just sorry, People have ill-gotten wealth. You understand, It is again for that reason, that I tell him that now this nonsense of a good family, Most of it is just rubbish. Do you know what people mean by good family? They just mean a semblance of what? Of prosperity. And they call it. Now, just imagine that guy sells cocaine. Billions. Do you understand? First of all, already I think he was considered as a good family. Already. But he was doing things people don't know. But already, So you get that guy. His son, man, comes for your what? Daughter. Then you alarm the whole village to come and attend the intro because, man, my daughter is marrying a boy from a good family. You understand? Drug dealers. You understand? Now, right now, I know just a couple of good, the ones I'm sure, good families. One of them is him. Good family. Amen. You're like, but Moses, you're taking extreme. How can that guy be a good family? What does he have? You see, you're not ready for prosperity. Amen. And others are here. You know what I mean? Good families. Of course, top on the list of good families is my family and Geraldine. I'm telling you, it's a good family. But we don't have a house to our name. Deep mystery. One day, I've said this before. Years ago, you see, there's this scripture, where it says God gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. So, one day, years ago, like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I was like, God, I want you to show me if in our house, there is anything that you gave it to us as seed, but we made it bread. You understand? Meaning that it was seed to give maybe Sandra money, some money. Then we went and bought a flat screen. Then we went and bought some whatever saucepan. You understand? Some bed cover, you know. I told God, show me. Because I was saying, according to me, God, I have given. You understand? Now, show me if there's anything in the house. And God was faithful. That night, I had a dream. I had a dream when some Chinese guy came. Like someone has stolen something from him. And he was pretending like it's me. Then I told him, man, don't fool around, you know. The guy was like, you know, like looking at me like, I'm the one who stole. You know. Then he entered our house, searched the entire house, and the guy came out empty-handed. Then the Lord told me, that is your answer. There is nothing in your house that was seed, and you made it bread. Now, isn't that a good family? Hallelujah. Good for me. Not only we haven't stolen any coin, and also what God gave us rightfully, you know, we only kept the bread. Hallelujah. Now that is a good family. No wonder he appointed me. You understand? No wonder. You know, these things, these effects have causes. Glory be to God. No wonder he comes to me years ago, he says, there are things, sacrifices you have made that have touched my heart. Now I want to bless your children. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why no one, absolutely no one, can ever stop me from giving. Because I have these revelations from God. I have God's commendations. I have... When I just look at my kids, I'm like, man, it's worth it. Giving, giving, giving. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Prosperity and what? The presence of God. Are you being blessed? Hallelujah. So, Sharon's dream, Charlotte's dream, sweet Jesus, was saying this, It was saying this, in summary, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 says, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Then verse 11 says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. Essentially, that is what he's saying. You know, when you have eaten and are satisfied, he says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. Amen. Contrary to what most people think, God doesn't want to be forgotten. You understand? He wants to be remembered. He wants to be brought close. He wants to be in every area of your life. He wants to relate with you. Glory be to God. So when this prosperity comes, never forget him. Always do what? Remember him. Hallelujah. And verse 18 says, the same chapter, it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. You understand? Never make a distinction, you know, separate your financial increase from God. Always remember, it is because of him. Glory be to God. It is because of him that you prosper. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? God's will for your life is that prosperity may coexist with his presence,
But his presence being number one, top on the list. That is a warning he's giving Elliot here. It's a promise and also a warning.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.